people seem to be very interested in shooting videos. And so that's what we're going to do. When I was a very young boy here, and I traveled this country, we were cowboys, and that was the early 1950s. That's a long time ago. Anyway, my grandfather, my stepfather actually gave a pistol to me just like this. This is this is the Enfield, but they also made a Webley model like this. This is the 38 Smith & Wesson. It's not a 38 Smith & Wesson special. There's a lot of difference in them. My father used to give one of these. I carried a little scabbard on my side, and I had one bullet usually to ward off wild burrowed. You know, they get pretty mean, the wild burros do, and the jacks, and the lions, and the bears, and whatever we had up here, the wolves. And I carried one of these for many years. I'm going to show you the difference. This is a 38 Smith & Wesson. Now the 38, or the 357 Magnum, is even larger. I'll try to get that where you can see it. This 38... The 38 Smith & Wesson is kind of like the 38 short, if you might speak it. Now, I'm going to shoot these guns. I'm going to shoot them six times each. This is the Webley. Now, this one here is in World War II. This gun has Arabic markings on it. I don't know whether you can see that or not. Right there is Arabic markings. So it went into the Middle East. And into Egypt, and when they were in World War II. This gun has got several of the markings on it from that period of time. Made probably in 1930 something, I imagine, somewhere around that time. It's a double action pistol. Now, the British use these. This probably came from British, and on top up here, you'll see an Arabic marking also along with 38. Caliber 38. It was a 200 grain bullet, and in the little short cartridge. This cartridge here, there isn't a whole lot of difference between this and a 38 special. They're very close in velocities and things. The 357 Magnum is a lot different. The 38 Colt, the 38 long Colt, was a little bit larger than this. Now I have taken these shells and I've turned them down from 38 specials and made these 38 Smith & Wessons. In the tank corps, they would not have spurs on a hammer. They just have a hammer coming out with no spur on it. This one here was not in the tank corps, or else later on it might have been an earlier model. It opens like that. You can load it like this. We'll put six bullets in this. Hopefully you can see the target. This is in the winter time, even though we have a lot of sunshine here. And we'll put that bullet, lay it down right there. Now, this is a Model 66 Smith & Wesson 357 Magnum. And I'm shooting 38 special shells in it at this time. That's what I'll be shooting in it. And we'll load six bullets in that one also. This was a very sought-after gun at one time. The Model 66 was a little lighter than some of the later ones, and it was easy to carry because it was lighter. It was very accurate, and it was kind of like the sought-after pistol of that time. Of course, it goes back 40 years. We're going to load it six times also. Hopefully I've got this camera set up to where you can see. I'll set that there like that also. And you can see the targets out there also. And see me shoot them. I've got a little steady rest here. I always use that steady rest. As I got older, I'm a little more shaky than what I used to. I used to could put the same bullets almost all in the same hole at 25 yards, and that's where we're shooting right now, is at 25 yards. I'm going to try to get the camera up a little bit higher So I look down on the targets over there. This is my shooting range in my yard, basically. Let's see what we're going to see here now. I think we might be able to see that. The gun and the targets down there, they're metallic targets. Here we go. First of all, we're going to shoot the infield. This is the infield. See that I'm holding my finger, my trigger finger on the outside. I am left or right-handed, either one. I'm basically predominantly left-handed, but I shoot a pistol a lot of times right or left-handed. I'm going to shoot it right-handed today, just for your convenience. We're going to shoot this single action. Now you could kick it out like that very easily, and you could load it very quickly. They came in little cartridge boxes like that with these here that said 38-200. Now we're going to shoot the Model 66 Smith & Wesson. And that one ejects like that also. Now the bullets were exploding on the target, and I shot down pretty low on the target there. I don't know whether you can see it or not. So it didn't flop so much. And I hope you enjoyed this. We demonstrated an infield, which is like a Webley 38. Smith & Wesson, not the Smith & Wesson Special, 38 Smith & Wesson, 38 short. By the way, the 9mm replaced the 38 Smith & Wesson. It's a very short caliber, very high velocity, and they're using that a lot in the military today. Thank you for watching our little program here. God bless you. I hope we'll do some more of these for you in the future. We'll be shooting quite a few different pistols and rifles, too. Thank you.